Coach, I guess a two-parter. What are your expectations for rookie minicamp, and how do you approach it? Do you just throw everything at them and hope they absorb as much as possible?
Not everything at them, but you know, it's good to get the players in that we selected in the draft, along with those that we signed as undrafted free agents, and then there are a number of tryout guys here this weekend as well. And for us, it's an introduction into what Raider football looks like. You know, what it, how we meet. You know, how we practice, how we condition, and all those things, and you know, begin the process of developing, you know, those guys, bring them up to speed with the veterans that have been here. And I think the biggest thing is to help them understand what it looks like to come in here and compete at this level.
How do you think Amari did?
Are we going to do a daily yeah. a daily update on our number one pick? I thought he was fine. Yeah, he's going to be a good player. He's just coming in, getting started like all the rest of them, you know. He's a young man transitioning into the league. There's a lot of work to do, and, you know, good to have him here and participating.
Jack, I know you talked about this is really kind of setting the stage for them of what to expect once you guys really get rolling. But what do you try to glean from this as a staff and the players? What are you looking for from them?
We just want to teach, you know, want to begin to implement our system, you know, want to help them begin to understand, you know, the mentality we want to have here with the Raiders, want to teach them what it looks like to be good teammates, how to respect each other while we're here working, all those types of things. You know, it's, you know, guys that are here have been with us now for a number of weeks, and they have that foundation, and we're trying to catch the guys that are new now, catch them up, you know, to the veteran players.
There's a, you know, right now it's going around as a video of Dante Fowler went down with an injury today, and you have these rookies coming in and they're, you know, trying to prove something in this short period of time. How do you guard against those kinds of injuries, if at all?
Well, yeah, you do the best you can. Hopefully he'll be okay down there. You try to educate the guys, help them understand what it should look like and what it can't look like, and so, you know. There'll be examples for me to show, you know, in tomorrow's meeting before we come back out again. It's like, hey guys, we cannot do this. Okay, you have to work with each other. You have to work smart, and so we'll try and educate them. You know, we do our best to talk about it before we come out here, but quite often, you know, in a rookie camp, you have to really educate guys on what it can't be and what you are looking for. And so, you know, we'll work hard at that.
How much classroom time were these guys able to have before you
were
out in the field? Did they get a lot of time?
You get a little bit. I mean, it's, you know, they got here yesterday and went through physicals and an administrative meeting last night and a little bit of education, you know, some of the do's and don'ts, and then got into football. And, you know, we're back out there practicing today, so less than 24 hours. You're limited in terms of how much you can have them, what you can do. So. We're just trying to do our best to work within that time frame.
I wanted to ask you about one of the undrafted guys, Josh Harper. What did you guys like about Josh?
Yeah, I believe he's a local guy, right? One of Derek's buddies. Derek was happy about that. We did not discuss that with him prior to getting him here, but I know he was happy to have him join us. No, he's a guy that has some return ability that, you know, that understands a little bit how to create separation and get open and good hands. So, you know, we're glad to have him in the camp and, you know, get started with him.
Coach, how much do you take from your experience as a player, as a rookie in the league, to coaching these young guys to starting out?
Well, you know, there's nothing like the feel of a locker room or the first meeting with a rookie class. I mean, when you're talking with a bunch of guys, it's their first time in an NFL, you know, meeting and in a part of an NFL organization, and the nervousness that they're feeling, the anxiety level's really high. So I can appreciate that. I felt that once as a as a player. It was quite a while ago, but I can remember. And so, you know, I am aware of that. And as a coach, you know, some of the things that you've learned, you know, that I've learned or that we've learned in terms of what we want to do or not do with these guys. And so that's all part of it. But it's an exciting time. A lot of these young men are getting an opportunity. You know, everybody that's here accomplished something to earn his way here. And so it's really, you know, it's quite an honor to be here. You know, whether you end up sticking or not, it's quite an honor to be here. You know, these are young men that have played at a high level, you know, to make it to this point in life where they have an opportunity to be in the Oakland Raiders locker room. And so that's quite an honor for them to do that. And then from there, well, I told the guys last night that I don't really care how you got here. You know, everybody here is going to be evaluated, and we will keep the players that we think can help us, you know, win games this fall.
Is there anything you look at from your experience as a player when you're just evaluating the players, or is it just kind of on a case-by-case basis?
Yeah, I think it's all part of who I am. I mean, so, you know, you draw on your past experiences, and certainly that was part of it.
With a guy like Amari, where there's high expectations, how do you kind of keep him from being maybe overwhelmed by the process a little bit?
Well, I think some of the guys, you know, like him, some of the others that played at some of the top programs have been exposed to, you know, talking with you all and, you know, part of that, you know, aspect of the job that if you're taking in the first round is going to be part of your job. And so I think he's prepared for that. I think he'll handle himself just fine. So if a kid comes from a smaller school, you may have more work to do to help bring him up to speed, but typically kids that come from some of the bigger programs, you know, like he comes from, that's not a real concern.
What sold you guys on the idea that Mario Edwards would come in and be a pro? I mean, I think you used the term senioritis on NFL Network regarding his play last
year.
He had some weight issues.
Yeah.
But you guys obviously think that he's going to come in here and not have any of those issues here, or at least minor bumps in the road. What did you see from him that
we just think he's a good young man. They're all prospects. Mm-hmm. You know, we think he's a good prospect. We're excited to work with him. So, you know, to continue to bring up the whatever negative things you can dig up from the past is not what we're about. You know, we're about going forward from here, from today going forward. What can we do? What can we develop? What can we bring out? How can we help mold him and shape him and develop him into the kind of player we're looking for? So we feel very confident about that, and again, looking forward to getting started.